It is January 30th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in today's lead section. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Evidently, the reports of Sam Bankman-Fried only talking to his parents and his dog were grossly misleading, as prosecutors are seeking to block him from contacting former FTX colleagues and from using encrypted messaging apps to do so. One wonders why one would need an encrypted messaging app in the first place, except to hide one's tracks. The Financial Times and others have the story. Congratulations to OCC Executive Director for Business Continuity and Cyber Resilience, Clint Franson, who was re-elected to and promoted to chair of the Chicago First Board of Directors. Chicago First is a nonprofit that facilitates collaboration between critical businesses and relevant local, regional, and national public sector agencies on resilience and emergency management planning and response. FIA is holding an event in Stockholm on March 9, 2023 to discuss regional and local issues and developments impacting the use of listed and cleared derivatives. You can learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Rumi Morales has been a board member of the Girl Scouts of the USA, GSUSA, but she was just named a Girl Scouts International Commissioner and a member of GSUSA's Executive Committee. In this capacity, she will help not only GSUSA's troops overseas, but work with the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts, representing 10 million girls in 150 different countries. Congratulations to Rumi, and do as much good for these young women to reach their leadership potential wherever they are in this world. Sean Feeney shared on LinkedIn that he has been promoted to head of U.S. options at NASDAQ, which he described as a lifelong dream come true. Sean Restow is starting a new position as Vice President, Business Development, Digital Fund Services at Figure. In chess news, Optiver Ambassador Anish Gurry won the 2023 Tata Steel Chess Tournament after a victory in his final game against Richard Rappaport. The FIA SIFMA AMG Asset Management Derivatives Forum 2023 is February 8th to 10th, 2023 at Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel at Dana Point, California. The 8th Annual Asset Management Derivative Forum is an opportunity for market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators to examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers, including businesses, clearing, regulatory, and operations issues. You can view the agenda and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First, from Popular Mechanics. The headline, superhuman algorithms could, quote, kill everyone, unquote. In due time, researchers warn. Before we get too far into this artificial intelligence race, let's make sure we aren't just setting ourselves up for certain death. That's the gist of a recent message that a pair of Oxford University researchers delivered to the UK Parliament's House of Commons. With superhuman AI, there is a particular risk that is of a different sort of class, which is that it could kill everyone, said Michael Cohen, an engineering sciences doctoral candidate, during a January 25th hearing. My comment, I have a normal human algorithm to kill off this superhuman algorithm. It's called unplugging the computers it is running on. Here's another story. This is from the Financial Times. The headline, flying with one engine, why global food supplies are at risk despite falling crop prices. Geopolitical uncertainty, volatile energy markets, and climate change all pose a threat. Fertilizer and crop prices have fallen sharply since their peaks after last year's Russian attack on Ukraine, yet agriculture specialists and analysts have warned that the world's food supplies are still under threat. Food prices were already elevated before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine early last year due to droughts and coronavirus pandemic-related hoarding by governments and businesses. Then crop nutrient prices soared as a result of Moscow's position as the world's largest fertilizer exporter, while the jump in natural gas prices, a critical ingredient for nitrogen fertilizers, also piled pressure onto agricultural markets. My comment, I am not sure I want to glide with global food supplies. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's ice to start rival London gas market to dodge EU price cap about the new market on benchmark Dutch title transfer facility futures and options on ICE Futures Europe. Second was Business Insider's Sam Bankman-Fried's new dog is reportedly trained to attack would-be assailants with a secret code word. And third was Randy Meyer's news via LinkedIn that he's happy to share that I'm starting a new position as head of crypto trading at Trading Technologies. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg, the headline, regulator says FTX's Ledger X auction shows need for more CFTC clout on acquisitions. A senior Commodity Futures Trading Commission official says the agency needs the power to approve or reject an unregulated company's acquisition of a derivatives exchange. The planned sale of crypto derivatives exchange Ledger X, a solvent piece of Sam Bankman-Fried's collapsed FTX empire, has raised concerns about the FTX's authority over these acquisitions. Ledger X and other parts of the businesses are being auctioned off as part of FTX's bankruptcy proceedings. The next headline from Bloomberg. The fear of being J-Crewed is once again roiling leveraged loans. Also, Russia's incredibly shrinking international bond market. Japan's bond market gets shorter amid BOJ pivot concerns. It's the notification every lender fears, designation of an unrestricted subsidiary. In plain English, it means that the company that you lent to has just shifted some assets backing your loan, very often among the most valuable assets, into a new unit that's beyond your reach. And it signals that in due time, the company will look to strike a deal to borrow more money against those shifted assets from another group of lenders. And then here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, how Spider changed the investment landscape. Picture the setting. Bill Clinton has been U.S. president for just over a week. Jeans are worn baggy, and Whitney Houston is topping the charts with I Will Always Love You. The year is 1993, and a big change in financial markets and fund management is being launched with the hoisting of a giant inflatable spider over the trading floor of the American Stock Exchange in downtown Manhattan. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.